You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Which business has the worst leadership in the world? Maybe that should be one of our questions today. We spent some time talking about Fee in her comments. We tweet out a show preview, I would say, similar to your temperature, 98.6% of the time. We want to talk about that with Collar and also the purple. But he hasn't confirmed with us, but I just went with it on the tweet anyway.
It's a lot of pressure for Matthew right now. You just put him under.
I know. He's our guy. So what if, like, he hasn't responded to you? Are you guys fighting? Is it possible he's sick of you?
I think, no, that's not possible at all. He loves me. Loves my stuff.
I don't think that's true.
No, it's always been true. Going back many, many, many years. I imagine he's very busy.
Maybe he's tired of you calling him and saying, football, because that's what you say to me each time. Maybe he's tired of that.
Well, that's how he often answers the call.
Does he say football?
Football here.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Right.
So then you say football back to
football,
him.
Football.
Yeah.
It's all football. Football calling football. Is football available at 1:35?
It's just the things that abuse us amongst our friends.
It's so stupid.
It's so stupid, but it's so great.
No. He's very busy on the podcast. I imagine he might be recording something right now.
He could be, and he's looking at Twitter, and he has looked at his video. Wait, did I commit to the show? Here's what you should say to him. Oh, yeah, we talked. Like when he calls you back and said, hey, I'm on at 1:35, just say, yeah, we talked. Like,
I could blame 10. On his incessant drinking, but he doesn't drink.
No, he does
doesn't
not.
Imbibe.
He doesn't imbibe at all, right?
No.
Maybe we should talk about that again. He's very fit, too.
Yes, he is. You know? Very good shape. Likes to exercise.
Likes to exercise. Doesn't drink. What's the point? Come on. It's like Jordana was talking about not gossiping.
Apparently wants to live longer than the rest of us.
What's the point of living if you can't gossip a little bit? Come on. Which business has the worst leadership on the planet? As a side topic.
There's a couple other big-time sports leagues that would be in the running.
Well, yeah. I believe Nafisa and what she said. Be down on your knees for the fact that we negotiated that TV deal. Oh, my God. I mean, seriously. What a jerk. So we will talk about that with Matthew. And I'm on a very important R&D mission on Friday. And then Matthew's on with Henry on Thursday. So we thought this would be a day to have Matthew on. Rena, who Brad Lane just told me, would like to host every show on the radio station.
Good for her.
She would like to, maybe even Friday, host from 6 to 9. No Twins game. So
they're not playing?
No. I don't think they're on the schedule. I was going to send Major today, by the way, a Go Cubs Go, you know, the song.
Oh, that's not nice.
Yeah.
He's hurt today.
It's a great tune.
He's a wounded Major Garrett.
It's a great tune. Can you give me a little?
Go Cubs, Cubs go. Go.
Hey,
Cubs,
Chicago. Go.
What do you say? Cubs are going to win today.
Go Cubs go. Way better than we're going to win Twins.
Yes.
I mean, we're going to win Twins. Not good.
I wouldn't say not good.
We're going to win Twins. We're going to cut the payroll.
What's better, win Twins or Skull Vikings?
I think the Skol Vikings has caught on in an amazing way. Skol!
Well, I mean the song, Skol! Not the chant.
Give me a little bit of the song.
Skol Vikings, let's win this game. Skol Vikings.
It's just, it's so old.
Honor your name, I don't know.
Yeah, it's so old school. I think, you know, they're both freshmen. Didn't Prince come up with some Viking song?
Yes.
Was it the Moss year? Is that what it was?
I think it was. It was not a good tune. Not Prince's best effort.
No, it's. Did you try to cancel Prince at that point?
Well, we had a talk. I went down to Paisley.
14-year-old Dave Arrigan said, hey, buddy, let's punch it up a little bit.
Purple one. Come
hey,
on.
Hey.
Let's get back to Let's Go
Freshen
crazy.
Up the material, okay? Should we keep going? Harry Niska, leadership for the Republicans. Don't think he's thrilled about the governor basically calling the special session.
Really?
And laying out all the plans. We talked about that with Hauser as everything was unfolding. Then I've told you we've scheduled Collar when he doesn't even know it. And then we got to have Hauser on a little follow-up, a little political smorgasbord. So, again, text us, worst leadership on the planet.
And if it's your own leadership, that would be even better.
Yeah.
Rip your company.
It's never been a problem for me for ripping leadership at various places I've worked.
What would you like to say about Odyssey Minneapolis or Odyssey in general?
Get an app that works. Get our HD fixed. Don't have our signal going in and out. Get us on FM. Get us out of this dumpy building. Want me to keep going?
Please.
And I think that's a good start.
They can get you suspended for a few days. I can hop in the big chair. You might never make it back.
Yeah. Well, I'd rather it's on a day when I'm going to golf, like Friday. And then I think Monday looks nice. So, I mean sure. Brad's at a meeting right now. Gons doesn't listen. You know? I'm not blaming them. They have nothing to do with the app.
You could.
They have nothing. Well, okay. Brad and Gons, let's pay this guy the money. We told him we were going to pay him. What was it, 17 years ago? Okay, let's go. Let's pay him. Pay the money he's richly deserved. Okay, worst leadership on the planet. Let's get to speeding, though, too. Dave did admit to me that I was right, he was wrong, that this idea that we're only going to put up cameras five locations, then we're going to tell you where they are is just a dumb idea. It just is, okay? If you're going to put up the speed cameras, don't tell everybody where they are. But they're up. So let's talk overall speeding because we both saw the story. 65 law enforcement agencies in Minnesota have reported seeing drivers speeding at least 100 miles per hour. These speeds were tracked down by officers, deputy troopers, and gave out just short of 47,000 speeding tickets from May to September 1. Congratulations. That's a lot of speeding tickets, man. That is a lot. They also made close to 1,400 impaired driving arrests and issued 178 move-over citations. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of the left lane if you're not supposed to be in the left lane.
Move it over, buddy.
Move it over. How would you – is that Collar checking in?
It is. He is good for the 135.
See?
He Excellent. Told me he wasn't going to be, but now he shifted plans because Chad tweeted about it.
Thank you. Probably didn't say anything like that, but we got him. Let's go. As famous – we got him. Not quite, you know, the real we got him. Collar's a great guest. He is. Okay, two questions. How would you slow down speeding? Get it? The pun? We're not going to stop it. Okay, we're just not going to stop all of it. How would you slow it down? And then the fastest you've ever been in the car. Fastest speed in a car. Maybe you're driving, maybe you're not. Because here were the top speeds. We're like listening to him like it's the Daytona. You know, we're lining everybody up. Okay.
Who's got the pole?
The pole position here is 145 miles an hour, Mountain View Police Department. 140 Minnesota State Patrol, Twin Cities Metro District. What's that? Twin Cities Metro District.
That's the district around the metro area.
Oh, so what is? I've never heard of that.
Well, you're not a patrol officer.
I guess. I don't know. 139 St. Anthony Police Department, 122 Hennepin County Sheriff's Office. Yeah, we got a few things on the table. for your palate. We don't want you to cleanse the palate. We want you to contribute. Worst leadership on the planet. Tip of the cap to Fee. What would you do to slow down speeding and the fastest for you in a car? Can I give you mine?
Go ahead.
140.
By the way, Chi-Chi's opening Monday. God, Adam Carter honestly, already in line.
Honestly. We don't need Chi-Chi's back.
Well, it's coming.
We have, considering we're Minnesota, we have some really good, authentic Mexican restaurants. Chi-Chi's isn't one of them.
It will be.
I mean, my best to you folks. Good luck to you. I hope you do well. You're not going to see me there. Nobody outside of Adam Carter was saying, I need the Chi-Chi's chimichanga to come back.
He's got a lot of pull. A lot of pull.
People honestly, I think it's since we started joking about this 3 years ago that they tuned in and decided, oh, they're taking out Rojo's. That wasn't any good either.
Right, what was your speed? Sorry.
140.
I'm not behind the wheel or no?
Behind the wheel. Not proud of it. I'm stupid. Utterly 1,000% stupid.
Here in town, in ASU?
Town. In town.
Twin Cities Metro District?
Yes. Yes. Driving out east. Stupid. 100% stupid.
I assume you didn't get caught?
No. I should have. I should have been punished. I should have been received a fine or whatever. Just stupid. Not a bright moment. But I mean, we're all kind of coming clean here. You know, Jordana had the apology thing. So I'm admitting that driving 140 was about as stupid as it gets. Put other people in peril. Indefensible. But I'm also saying, how fast have you driven? Because other people made stupid decisions. Right? This isn't to say, hey, let's all try to do that again today. You never should do it. Okay? Drive with traffic. Don't cause issues. But in stupid moments, occasionally, we do foolish things. So top speed for you, passenger, in a car. And what would you do to slow down speeding? And which business has the dumbest leadership on the planet? Some might suggest, you know, our leadership was at the White House right now. Have we put out any racist AI videos today?
Those are still coming.
We put out a picture. We reinforced the picture of it yesterday. You saw that, right? Mm-hmm. He just went with the sombrero and the mustache after the day before with the video. So just reinforcing it. Just classy for the President of the United States. Let's pause. We got plenty for you. Rena in about 15 minutes on WCCO.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can I pick up on Jordana about apologizing?
Go ahead.
We were very busy yesterday, right? I mean, there was a lot happening.
Seven guests, I believe, throughout the show.
We never do that. And often I thought, okay, I need to get the bumper music theme, and then we'd get to a guest. So I apologize. I never asked you once yesterday's bumper music theme.
Don't apologize to me. Apologize to the theme.
Okay.
Theme texted me at 3:02 p.m. Okay. Not happy.
What was... Just for those keeping score at home, and thank you for listening while you're scoring at home, what was yesterday's bumper music theme?
Well, we had tunes such as, let me look back here.
I think we started Michael, didn't we?
We did start with Thriller. We had Shoot to Thrill, Cheap Thrills, Thrill of It All.
I think I got it.
There you go.
I got it.
The thrill was back.
Yeah, for $136 mil, he deserves to be featured. Okay, now the party's over.
Turn out the lights.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. Government shutdown.
We've got shutdown music.
Shutdown music.
The only sad thing is anywhere you look on the internet, T-Hut has been completely scrubbed. Shut it down.
Yeah.
Can't find it.
T-Hut, one of the sweetest and nicest guys you're ever going to meet. Worst leadership, Google Maps. Yeah. What's your go-to on the phone here, right? So I'm going to go right here. Boom. Punch it in. I mean, I don't want to go back to the giant map in the glove compartment.
You're not an Atlas kind of guy?
No, I'm not Tony Atlas.
Rely on whoever's in the passenger seat to read the thing correctly.
Yeah, no.
Let you know ahead of time that you need that left turn instead of, oh, you should have turned back there. My bad.
You get bugged, though, when you punch in the whatever app you're using the phone and lead you astray, right?
I think that's mostly been solved, though. I think the Google Maps is fairly good.
I do not.
Perhaps you don't know how to punch in the address correctly.
I don't think the address punching in is that difficult. Twins leadership starting with the right size in the payroll after winning a series in the playoffs. That's a strong contender.
You could make an argument.
That is your leader in the clubhouse, and that's the Pollets. Okay. That's not Falvey. That's not other people. That is Derek has to own responsibility for players, absolutely, unequivocally. But on the payroll and the timing, that's completely on the Pollets. Steeper fines will make speeders think twice. $25 every mile per hour over the limit. Okay, so I'm 10 over the limit.
250.
Right? Is that, you know, a lot of serious crimes, we have this debate about, first of all, they should face the laws on the books. And too many times they don't face the law on the books, and that's absolutely wrong. Closed circuit, Mary Moriarty. But like the most evil, I don't think they ever think, oh no, I'll get caught for this, so I'm not going to do it. But speeders who go 15 over the limit, and in this case now it's 375. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
$375 is a lot of money. Not for you, but for the rest of us, it's a lot of money.
I get it.
Would that be a deterrent with some meat behind it? And what kind of meat would be behind it?
It would be pork. It's got to be pork.
Got it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would to an extent. I don't think that would solve the problem by any means. I think a lot of speeding is just we're not paying attention. You know, you just kind of go.
We're just going with the flow.
You go with the flow. Get annoyed that you're following the same car for a mile. So, let's zip around them and get something else in front of us just because. And you look down and you're 12 over, 15 over.
Somebody says top speed 130. Another person says you slow down cars by making a law that automakers limit cars to 80 miles per hour. We've had this debate a couple times on the show. And it's a rarity when it would happen. But in those extremes where something awful is taking place, like you need to get to a hospital, you need to get someone fast, you're being chased, and you're now putting someone in peril. And I get it, because if you're going that fast for most of the day, you are potentially putting other people in peril. I don't think I want to stop cars at 80 miles an hour. Do you?
I don't know if 80 is the number. I could see 85, 90 if we were to do something like this. I mean, speed limit in some states on freeways can get up to 80.
Right. Yeah.
But I also don't think... You know, can you justify if you've got somebody in your vehicle with a medical emergency, obviously you need to get to a hospital right away. Does it justify going 110 down 94 because you got to get to a hospital through traffic?
Yep. 85 and a 40 on 35W. When he asked me why, I told him I got here as quick as I could. That didn't help. Chad, I didn't know your Prius could do 40 miles an hour. No, it was actually my friend Lori's car. And like,
not even your car?
No.
At least it wasn't your father's car.
No. Higher fines and more cops, 110 miles per hour in a backseat of an old 70s Nova on Nicollet County back roads.
Ooh, that thing must have been shaking.
Chad, I headed all the way up to 71 in the left-hand lane in 994 Rogers. People seemed annoyed. Chad, if you go to the speed limit on 35E between 494 and downtown St. Paul, you pass, but most people going at least 20 over.
That's a hard one when it's 45.
Yeah. Is that the practice freeway, as Joe calls
it?
Yes,
yes.
He's right. So... I'm not endorsing speeding, but if we're on one of our major highways, what a novel concept if we actually had more roads where we had six lanes, like so many other towns our size. But let's just spend another $12 billion on light rail, because that's just taken off. And everybody's pretty much going 70 when the speed limit is 55. Is that something you're adamantly against? We're all pretty much doing it.
I can't say I'm adamantly against it when I do it every day. When I'm going with the flow of traffic.
Yes. Yeah, this was a ticket when my father had a place in Fort Lauderdale. We were going to this zoo. About an hour away, that had like every animal known to mankind. It was just crazy.
Noah's Ark?
I think we might have went back in some TV show and we went back in time, okay? And everybody in Florida drives really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we all were going at least 75, probably closer to 80. And cars were passing me. And I got a ticket in my father's smelly car. The garage had leaked, and he had not replaced it. And I was at a time in my life where finances weren't great. So getting a rental car that didn't smell listen, I was in Florida, so it's not like I was looking for my next meal, but I was not trying to go to, I was trying to be smart with my finances. Wasn't popular with my significant other at the time or my kids, let's just make it clear, and they all were right. Okay, I should have just spent money on a okay rental car that didn't smell like old garage water. But I got pulled over, and I just said to the person, I go, "Officer, I say this respectfully. Why did you pull me over and not someone else?" He goes, "I just locked on you." He goes, "You're 100% right. Everybody was going the limit, but you were the car I locked on."
Yeah.
And I was well over the limit. What can I say?
It's how it has to be.
Right?
We don't have a cop for every car.
No. No. I showed him my cleavage. That didn't work at all.
It's a tough break.
Tough break. I tried.
Did a hair flip?
I did a hair flip. You know, I did the eyelashes. Never worked at all. Rena is next.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is what Brad Lane told me, and you know you can believe me. Anything I say is the truth. That Friday, you would like to host from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. And I applaud you. That you want to show you something about the term rank amateurs. How it's done. So you're going to roll in. What time did you hear, Dave? What time is Rena going to roll in?
I think she'll be here by 4 to prep for the show.
4 to prep, and you are going to host the morning show, Adam and Jordana, This Dog and Pony Show, DeRusha, H. Lake, and at the end, like a gymnast, you will do a somersault on this beautiful carpet and come up and say, ta-da! Is that correct, yes or no?
I don't think anybody wants that.
I would. Me. Dave?
No, you wouldn't.
Dave, how, let's vote. We're the audience. Mm-hmm. Would you like Rena on Friday to host from 6 to 9?
Do I have to produce? Or does it mean I get a day off?
No. No, you produced. She gets each producer, Jimmy, David Josephson,
you get the day off.
Cook.
I want the day off.
Well, because she said she wants to pull off the...
Okay, I'm going to say something nice to you here.
Yeah.
Don't get used to it. Do not hold it against me. What you do is very hard, and you're very good at it, all of you over there. And I don't think people realize what it takes to pull that off, because now I have done it, and I am not great at it.
Stop.
And it's weird to not be good at something. It's like weird to try something and be like, wow, I've been doing this other thing for 30 years, and this is harder than I think people think it is. So good job to you.
Well,
that's it.
I mean, you know, when you're 77, it's hard to adjust, right? And you've
I've lived a good life.
Shoot. Yeah. I mean, you look tremendous for 77.
Do you think I should start telling people I'm way older than I am so that they think I look good for my age?
Okay. First of all, you're beautiful, so knock it off. How old are you, by the way? I don't even know.
51. I'll be 52 in 9 days.
Not. Okay.
October 10th. Let's
where
a party.
Okay, that's our happy hour day. The three of us. Not your husband, not your daughter, not your coworkers. None of them. October 10th now. I'm bringing Q. So.
Okay. I can't bring my daughter, though?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
For sure. Do you want to bring your daughters, too?
I'll get them out of school. Hey, yeah. We're going drinking. Let's go. Happy hour.
Yeah, the guy can come with. Lindsay can come with. Let's go. Where are we going? October 10th, 4 o'clock. It'll probably be beautiful again. We could go back.
I will be working, friend.
No.
I do a little thing called the news at 4 o'clock.
Could you do it live from happy hour?
Yeah, I mean.
Kara's very good at doing the news from anywhere else they want now.
I bet people would watch drunk news.
Oh, there's no doubt they would watch drunk news. That would be tremendous. I mean, the news never ends. I mean, what time does your morning show start? Is that 4:30?
4:30.
4:30 to 7. Then you're doing cut-ins during
They stream for 2 more hours online.
The folks on the morning show do?
Yes. Yes. So they are on from 4:30 in the morning until 9.
My God. That's a lot. That's a lot of repeating the same stories.
It is.
18,000 traffic and weather reports.
I mean, yes, you'll get some news, but you've done this shift many, many times. A lot is just recycling. And also, I've been told by, I have a couple who live in the neighborhood, the word is you're a terrible recycler. I hate to say it, but you don't separate properly.
Does it rinse out the food scraps that are still left in the yard?
Do we really think that they're doing that at the recycling place?
Wow. Just Rena Sargent, put it on the Twitter machine, attacks recycling.
Big recycling.
Says, similar to Donald Trump, that climate change is a hoax. Rena Sargent.
Recycling's a hoax.
Comma, 77 years of age, comma, says recycling is a giant hoax. Wow. How about that?
How about that?
Well, I mean,
not backing down either.
Yeah. If you're in Minneapolis, you basically have, how many garbages do people have now in Minneapolis? Like 15? You know,
yes.
to separate?
Compost.
Yeah. Grass clippings, you know. I'm in Plymouth, and somebody said, where's your grass clippings garbage? I go, I don't have a grass clippings garbage. I just, you know, cut the grass.
One for paper towels.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Wow, how about that, Dave? Dave, what kind of recycler are you?
Tremendous.
Tremendous recycler.
I set the standard in Woodbury.
I'm going to say that at your funeral. That's the only thing I'm going to say.
Wow.
That's going to be my eulogy to you.
Oh, wow. She's 77 and she's going to outlive me.
Yeah, I mean,
tremendous recycler. Everyone's going to weep. They will weep.
All right, now.
Oh, what he did with cardboard was amazing.
Now, coming up to honor Dave Arrigan, here is I mean, we're thinking this is not soon. Maybe 5 years you're going to go. 80, yeah. And they'll announce you as Rena Sargentopoulos, 82-year-old Care 11 anchor. And you go up there, Dave Aragon, tremendous recycler. And then just walk off right there.
And just walk off.
She's not coming to my funeral. She's got to work that day, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly. I have to
work. The day off. I would take the day off for that. If you die, Dave Aragon, I will take the day off.
Well, he's going to die.
Half day.
You know, I mean, at some point. Do you think you're going to outlive us?
Me? Yes.
Yeah. God, geez, I mean, how confident did you sound? Right? I mean, almost like, did he just ask me this question?
Don't be ridiculous.
I mean, well, Dave's already told me that he thinks I'm on the road to it's about to end. And what he suggested is they're going to just convince me I'm still doing a show. And keep bringing me here and just put me in a wheelchair in the corner.
And, I love that for you.
And hermetically.
And every day. Good job, Chad.
And hermetically seal it and just occasionally pat me on the head.
I'll have somebody pay to just send tweets to you. You'll have a screen
exactly.
So it looks like somebody's listening.
Fake, almost dead Twitter. That's what they'll call it. I have some data on people planning funerals. So let's get to that next. Among the texts, Rena does a great job hosting. I agree. I thought you did a great job. Vodka birthday for Rena. That makes sense. No way she's 52 years old. She's not. She's 51 still. So calm down.
Mm-hmm.
Will we get some Kenny Rogers music for it? The first text said Arena's birthday, but then they corrected it to Rena. And then in light of Dave's tremendous recycling skills, in lieu of flowers, bring recycling.
Yeah.
Bring your cans and bottles.
Exactly. Bring that. Okay. I saw this the other day. 65% of Americans plan their own funeral. 65% plan their own funeral. Rena Sargentopoulos, 77 from Care 11. What is your initial? I'm going to change that on the phone too, 77. What is your reaction to that? 65%.
I say, God bless you, because there is nothing worse than planning a funeral when you don't know what somebody wants or would have wanted. And that takes the burden off the people that are left behind. Now, I don't know, like, you're writing your own eulogy or something? I don't know about that. But, like, if you're like, I want
to
be
buried
here.
Let's just review. Who at the station would do that? That would be Jason DeRussia. It would have Instagrams. It would have sponsors.
Reels.
And reels. And it would be glowing in its praise.
It'd be catered really well, too.
Exactly. It would. I think you're right. Okay. If I'll use me as the example, Chad Hartman, 29 years of age. If I had a massive heart attack, I don't know what my closest family members would do. I am agnostic. I hope we have another place to go. If heaven is awaiting. At a certain point, and I want that to be a long, long time from now, I hope it happens. I really do. I would love to believe in some beautiful, mystical place that we're going. I attend church services not often, but I have in my earlier life a lot. I should reach out to my core group and say, if I pass away, what would you, I'll go with you people. What would you people,
you people.
Do? Yeah. I don't know. I have an idea what they would do. They would just move on. You know, like, okay. You know, Davis told me he'd give me like a 2-minute thing, like near the top of the hour. Is that pretty much what you would do?
It's kind of a stretch for time. I think we've only got 60 seconds.
Yeah. By the way, Chad, done. Corzo's next. And would you keep the regular elements of the show?
Anything that has been produced with a voice of mine on it?
Yes
that would stay.
That's what you would do. I think you nailed it, though, Rena. It, you know, obviously, let's say if there's a place of worship, you would go there. Maybe you've picked out a place if you want to be buried somewhere, maybe music. I guess when I first heard it, Dave, I thought that was high, but then the more I thought about it, I guess it doesn't surprise me.
Seems like a good number to me. Two-thirds of us?
Yeah.
Let's get it higher, in fact.
We probably should get it higher.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what age, you know, because people, you know, you could go today, you could go tomorrow, whatever. I don't want to get deep about that. But, you know, my parents, my dad is 80, and he and his wife, they've for years now had, they bought their plots. They've already paid for their headstones. They will go do the church down the street from us, you know. So, but I mean, I'm 51 and I don't have my funeral planned.
Come on. Come
77.
On. Yep. No, I don't. You know, my father, he picked out a place where his parents were and where his siblings were. He did not pick out the gravestone, which in hindsight surprised me. So I ended up doing it. I picked out something that was identical to what his mom had and then kind of came off after thinking about it for a long time. Did something that was a touch to his personal life and his professional life. Rainey, do you think most people will pick what they want if they're buried? What they want people to see about them?
You mean the people left behind?
The individual passes, and they want, this is what I want written about me on the gravestone.
I think people should do that. Mm-hmm.
Dave, would
and, you?
You
know, it's up to your family what you decide to do.
Yeah, I mean, then you might get to family members.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about fabulous. I mean, adequate.
It's okay.
You know, decent.
Above average, maybe.
Would you like Dave to write yours?
No, Dave.
No, you're out, Dave.
I think I would.
You would.
I'd like to put a little joke on it, so every time if somebody decides to show up once in a while, they can have a little chuckle at my expense.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, too. Let's get to one more thing. Dave is all excited about McDonald's bringing back McMillions. Now, I remember it being a big deal.
Oh, Monopoly was huge.
Right? It was a huge deal. I'm not good for me, la-di-da, pat myself on the back. I'm really not much of a fast food person at all. So remind me what happened with McMillions.
Well, they
talking to me or Dave? Oh, okay.
There was a tip to authorities that, hey, a lot of these big, huge winners.
Wait, I watched the I just remember I watched a documentary on it.
I watched it too. All the big winners, they're kind of related.
That's right.
And then they realize somebody's, you know, whoever's actually sticking the actual game pieces on the box of fries or whatever else.
That's right.
They kind of know what's up.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a big scam. But if you're actually going in there and you're not cheating the scam, remind me how it worked.
At that time, you had like the actual Monopoly board printout that you could get.
Yeah.
And then you'd go in and get, you know, fries or a drink, and you'd get, I think there was two pieces on each one. You'd peel it off. Maybe it says you get a free cheeseburger, or else you get Baltic Avenue or Boardwalk, you know.
Yeah.
And you're trying to complete the board or complete that set of, you know, colored properties, and then you'd bring it in and you'd get, you know, anything from some free food to $1 million, I think, was always the big prize.
Yeah. Now it seems like if fast food places are involved, it's like superhero stuff, right? There's something tied to Marvel or whatever it might be. Was there ever at a restaurant, whatever it might be, where there was a little side game action where obviously you're 77, so it's got to be younger Rena was excited to go and participate.
Well, you both know my memory is that of a 97-year-old. So I kind of remember wanting to collect the pieces from McDonald's.
Yeah.
And I have ate more Big Macs in my youth than I care to talk about. Yes.
Was that big in Pittsburgh back then?
You know, my mom worked in a restaurant, and so I think like cooking when she got home was like an ordeal, and so it was a lot of fast food, but lots of Big Macs. But no, I don't remember anything else. And usually it was like Happy Meal toys and things that you wanted to mm-hmm. collect. And
yep.
those glasses that they had with all the characters on them.
Oh, yep. yeah. Yeah, Q was at McDonald's recently. I was not thrilled. Michael, I'm like, Culver's? Like, I don't know. I mean, I really wasn't bothered that much.
Elitist.
Oh, yeah, Culver's, I said. What an elitist. I didn't say, hey, let's head to PS Steak for his lunch. It works, though. These games absolutely hook families and hook kids, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Your 7-year-old daughter, do you bring her much to fast food?
No, not much. She gets ice cream from McDonald's. We do Chick-fil-A a lot, which is not a lot, but yeah. I mean, like if I had to pick one fast food place that we probably do, she's never been to a Burger King. She's never. We do Chick-fil-A, you know,
once
a week.
Sounds like denying joy. That's what I heard. We have to go. Enjoy your day.
Of course you do.
Yep.
You too.
See ya, Rena.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.